every Sabbath service, you hear the word God or Bible, or you'll hear the word hymn. Please stand up and sing hymn number so-and-so. Every week we hear words all the time, certain words every Sabbath service. Well, two words that we're going to focus on today that we also hear just about every week, one of which we actually said in the hymns, and that is the word holy. The word holy, what does that entirely fully mean? What is the full definition of that? We hear it all the time, the Holy Bible, the Holy Spirit, God's Word is holy. We hear it every week. In fact, the word holy just by itself appears, and I don't know how accurate this is, but 699 times in the Bible. And that's not including the words like holy day or holiness. So that's a lot. A lot of times it appears in the Bible. It's very common for the people of God to hear such a word. But what exactly does it mean fully? We hear it all the time. Well, we'll start with just the original words and the Hebrew. The Hebrew word for holy is pronounced Kodesh, but that is spelled Q-O-D-E-S-H. And that is the Hebrew word. And then in Greek, it's hagios, H-A-G-I-O-S. Both of these words are very similar, though they're different languages, but they pretty much translate into sacred, consecrated, sanctify, hallowed, saint, and of course, holy. And all these words are synonyms. And no, not cinnamon, the spice. Synonyms. But they pretty much all mean the same thing. But the word holy, just by itself, what does it mean? Well, the simplest definition that we could come to, and of course a lot of this may be review for some of you, but for some this might be actually, oh, I never knew that. And the word holy, in its simplest definition, means set apart by God. How do we be holy, though? Or how is something holy set apart? Aren't we told in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, to be holy? And it does say in there, be holy, for I am holy. So, how do we do that? What does it mean to actually be holy, to do just that? To be holy means to set yourself apart or separate yourself apart from the ways of this world. To be holy means to be different, to dedicate yourself to God. We are different and set apart for God's purpose, aren't we? How many people do we know in this world that are keeping this holy convocation of the seventh-day Sabbath? Not many. Not many at all. Otherwise, this whole room would be filled with thousands. But it is not. We are different. And even the Sabbath day is different and set apart. The Sabbath is holy. And in other words, set apart by God. He made that day special and set it aside for a specific purpose. We are set aside for a specific purpose. We know what that purpose is, ultimately, to enter the family of God. So that's really what holy means, actually. Just to be different from this world, and we are different. People think we're weird, but that's a good thing if they think we're weird, because that means we're different from the world and we're more like God. But then someday, everybody will be joining us. So that's the first word, holy. Now we kind of have a little bit more of an understanding of what that word means without any confusion. The second word for today's message, we are also already said this morning. In fact, we said it right after the opening prayer. Yes, the word amen. That's the other word we're going to cover today. We say it just about every time after we conclude with a prayer. Some people even say it in conversation, like, amen to that. What does it mean? Well, before I do that, I'll just tell you that it does appear in the Bible about 78 times. Not nearly as much as the word holy, but it is it's a powerful word and it has powerful meaning. It could simply be translated to let it be so, or you could say so be it, but I personally like the first one, let it be so. Amen really just means that you are all in agreeance with what was just said. It is a solemn expression of affirmation. And that word affirmation means also agreeance. You all agree with what you just heard in the opening prayer. If you didn't agree, then you wouldn't want to say amen. But I think the individual, the gentleman who gave the opening prayer, said words that we could all agree with. So thus, we concluded with, let it be so, aka amen. And like I said, times not to say it. Sometimes we could run into that. It's not common here, but say we're out to eat or with a random group of people, and one of them, this is going to be a far-fetched example because you probably won't hear it, but they're saying, and we ask this blessing in the name of Baal. Whoa, Baal? That's not my God. You don't want to say amen. You're going to probably keep your mouth shut, and then once they're done praying, probably get up and leave. But that's one time you want to not say amen if there's something you don't agree with. Or, this could be another example, and when someone is praying at a party and they're praying over some unclean meat, you don't want to say amen. Probably don't want to even be a part of that prayer. And you'll even see the word amen just about at the end of every epistle. They all conclude with amen, because the words you are reading about God and His great plan, oftentimes they'll conclude with amen, let it be so. And all those words that we hear in the scripture of God's great plan, oh, you betcha, we are all in agreement with that, because no plan out there even comes close to being better than that, what God has in store. So, brethren, those are the two words, holy and amen. Hopefully, if any had confusion on the words or just never really knew what they fully meant, now we could go forward and understand what they fully mean and the real true meaning behind them and how powerful those words are. So let's move forward with understanding the words we live with. And I conclude with amen.